Book 2, Canto 14, The World Soul. A covert answer to his seeking came. In a far shimmering background of mind space, a glowing mouth was seen, a luminous shaft. A recluse gait, it seemed, musing on joy. A veiled retreat, an escape to mystery. Away from the unsatisfied surface world, it fled into the bosom of the unknown. A well, a tunnel, of the depths of God. It plunged as if a mystic groove of hope through many layers of formless, voiceless self to reach the last profound of the world's heart. And from that heart there surged a wordless call, pleading with some still impenetrable mind, voicing some passionate unseen desire. As if a beckoning finger of secrecy, outstretched into a crystal mood of air, pointing at him from some near hidden depth, as if a message from the world's deep soul, an intimation of a lurking joy that flowed out from a cup of brooding bliss. There shimmered, stealing out into the mind, a mute and quivering ecstasy of light, a passion and delicacy of roseate fire, as one drawn to his lost spiritual home feels now the closeness of a waiting love, into a passage dim and tremulous that clasped him in from day and night's pursuit. He traveled led by a mysterious sound, a murmur multitudinous and lone. All sounds it was in turn, yet still the same. A hidden call to unforeseen delight. In the summoning voice of one long known, well loved, but nameless to the unremembering mind, it led to rapture back the truant heart. The immortal cry ravished the captive ear. Then, lowering its imperious mystery, it sank to a whisper circling round the soul. It seemed the yearning of a lonely flute that roamed along the shores of memory and filled the eyes with tears of longing joy. A cricket's rash and fiery single note, It marked with shrill melody night's moonless hush, and beat upon a nerve of mystic sleep. Its high insistent magical revere. A jingling silver laugh of anklet bells traveled the roads of a solitary heart. Its dance solaced and eternal loneliness. An old forgotten sweetness sobbing came, or from a far harmonious distance heard. The tinkling pace of a long caravan. It seemed at times, or a vast forest's hymn. The solemn reminder of a temple gong. A bee croon honey drunk in summer aisles. Ardent with ecstasy in a slumberous noon. Or the far anthem of a pilgrim sea. An incense floated in the quivering air. A mystic happiness trembled in the breast, as if the invisible beloved had come, assuming the sudden loveliness of a face, and close, glad hands could seize his fugitive feet, and the world change with the beauty of a smile into a wonderful bodiless realm he came, the home of a passion without name or voice, a depth he felt answering to every height. A nook was found that could embrace all worlds, a point that was the conscious knot of space, an hour eternal in the heart of time.